I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her love of Housewives borders on freaky, and she got through tonight without throwing a single tiki. It's Watch What Happens Live with Leah McSweeney and Leslie Bibb now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse. After a trippy episode of Roni that made me yearn for simpler times, like when you'd find a vibrator on a plate of chicken, those were the days. An explosive Dallas reunion, I might add. My first guest tonight is sex positive and BS negative, but her friendship status with Ramona remains inconclusive. Please welcome Real Housewife of New York City, Leah McSweeney. Hey, Leah.
Hey.
Great to see you. My next guest's career first took flight when she started the show Popular. But these days you can find her flying high as a superhero on Jupiter's Legacy, now streaming on Netflix. Say hi to our friend, Leslie Bibb. Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
My God, Leslie Bibb joining us all the way from Australia. Woo!
Australia.
Very exciting. I love it that you're watching The Housewives in Australia, Leslie.
It makes me feel like I watched the Housewives and then I watch Pretend It's a City. So I feel like I'm back home in New York City.
Perfect. And by the way, first, let me congratulate you, Leslie. Your show is number one on Netflix. I'm just saying, I want to be the one to say it. That is super mage. So congratulations. Mazel tov.
Is it mage?
Yes, it's
Thank
mage.
You. Thanks.
Now, I want to know both of your feelings about Ramona referring to the housekeeper as the help. I mean, this is a very Ramona trope. It has new meaning when Ebony steps into the room. Thoughts, Leah?
Just Ramona being Ramona.
Right. Leslie?
I think it was gross. It is not my favorite thing. And then this idea of like, well, okay. It's just like, and then the fact that she just couldn't get her effing name right. I was like, if you say Diana one more time, I'm going to punch you.
I mean, Ramona's called me by the wrong name. I just would like to point out.
No, she hasn't.
She probably, I'm sure she did. Early in our run, I'm sure she did. I don't doubt it. Leah, Jackie R wants to know if you agree with Ebony that Sonia judged her a bit straight off the bat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Were you guys surprised to see Sonia break down with that healer tonight? That was something, right, Leslie?
I found that really, I mean, listen, Sonia is a lot. I have such a place for her in my heart. I feel like, you know, as a fan of this show, But I just, when that woman had her hand on her stomach and she just started to weep, it just really broke my heart. I think that Sonia really loved that man.
By the way, Leah, were you surprised that Ramona got so into the Burning Man theme tonight?
I was pleasantly surprised. I feel like this is Ramona offering like some kind of Burning Man twig or branch or whatever.
To you.
She's like, yeah, to me. And she's
sage.
Like, the sage. She's passing the sage. Yes. I felt like her wearing the black mesh, putting on those little pasties and doing her hair and makeup, you know, she was really trying to, you know.
She was.
Meet
yes.
me in the middle. She was.
Do you guys think, I feel like Ramona, I will skip, I think Ramona, I feel like all the housewives this year look really great.
Oh, I do too.
Like, I feel like Ramona, I think like Luann has never looked more beautiful.
Agreed.
I think Ramona. Ramona's hair and makeup is amazing. I love I love what Sonia's bringing. Like, I feel like out of all of the house, I feel like you're doing it.
By the way, Ramona swears that she has not had a facelift. Do you two ladies thumbs up if you agree?
Come on now.
All right. Okay. I just, you know.
We know how gravity works.
Right. She says it's all injections. Okay. Leslie may be playing a powerful superhero in her new show, number one on Netflix, but her real superpower is consuming Bravo at an alarming rate. So it's time to get her thoughts on all the drama. Thoughts on Ebony so far. Did Sonia make a faux pas by bringing up how diverse her koi pond is?
I mean, I can't even, there's no words for that koi pond bit. Right. I was like, just shut up, don't speak, don't talk about, I mean, that I couldn't, but I am living for Ebony. I am living. And I have to say, like, I feel like Andy, when you guys add in Housewives, it can be like a hit or it could be a miss. I feel like Leah, and I'm not blowing smoke up Leah's ass right now, but Leah and Ebony is like, they are the two scores of any addition to a housewife show.
I agree. Moving on to Dallas, reaction to the news from the reunion that Carrie and her husband are divorcing. And also we got some blockbusters from Brandy tonight about that tape and everything else.
I mean, it was intense. I always hate when people get divorced, but maybe it'll be best for her because she didn't seem happy this year. And she just didn't. So maybe I hope for her that like whatever happens, as hard as it is, she'll be like next level next year.
In New Jersey, what did you think of Joe Gorga calling Dolores a broken woman?
I did not like it. I thumbs down. Dolores is a queen and it really pissed me off. Like I was just like, who? Okay, dude, the patriarchy's dead. Like, stand down.
Dolores came to your party last week, right, Leah? You guys are buddies?
I have to say, yes. Dolores is a effing queen. That woman is a goddess. She is a, yes. I met her finally in person. We've been talking on the phone for a while, but we haven't gotten to meet. She came to my premiere party that I had. She was talking with my mom. She was talking with Rob. She was talking with Martin. She was talking with all my friends that were there. Like, she is amazing.
In Atlanta, Leslie, whose side are you on regarding Bolo Gate, Kenya or Portia?
I think first off, Andy, that dungeon was everything. And you being called the Silver Bullet is everything.
That's my name.
I think Kenya needs to drop it.
Right.
Like, I just feel like, you know, what happens in the dungeon should stay in the dungeon.
Stays in the dungeon, of course. What do you think of Leah and Luann's newfound sobriety with Ramona pledging to cut back on her drinking, by the way?
I love sobriety. I think it's great. And I guess I appreciate Ramona trying to be supportive. And I think it would be nice if maybe she, you know, because I feel like when she gets a little tipsy, her mouth gets even, like, crazier.
Right.
She got so drunk this season. Oh, my God. That woman did not cut back at all. She was throwing them back like I have never seen. I mean, she had, like, at one point, we had fondue. She had cheese all over her mouth. And she was, like,
something to look forward to.
Like,
All right. Thank you for those hot takes, Leslie. Tonight, Leah showed up at Ebony's apartment wearing the world's largest bow on her shirt. But since she's ready to fall in love again, I brought her a bunch of Bravo Bachelors wrapped up in a nice little bow, too. Allow me to introduce you to McSweeney's Sweeties. Let me know who from this mob we think should marry Leah. Okay. Dolores Catania's ex-husband, Frank. What do we think? Good match for Leah? No. Okay, Leslie says no. What do we think about Luke from Summer House?
I mean, for a night or two, but he'd have to marry.
I would like that for you for a night or two. Leah, I think you should get on that. What about Carl? I think Carl could be... Carl is newly sober. What do you think, Leah?
Carl's cute. We're friendly. Me and him text and stuff.
I think... You should pursue this.
I mean, Carl, Carl should be so lucky to get Leah.
There you go.
I think I could probably pick him up and spit him out, though. That's the issue.
Well, okay, then maybe it's a short-term thing. What about Mike from Shaws of Sunset?
No.
Okay. What about Sheree Whitfield's son, Cairo? He's so handsome.
He is hot.
So handsome. Is he a good guy?
He seems like a great guy. He's only 25.
So, yeah.
Maybe, again, just a short term. Now, what I know this has been suggested. What about Craig Conover?
No.
Okay, Leslie is a hard pass there. What about Brian from Family Karma? He's only 27, but he's very cute.
He's adorable.
They all are very rich, too, aren't they? Yeah, he's cute.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, Leah doesn't seem overtly blown away by any of our suggestions, but that's fine. By the way, do you do your own stunts, Leslie? Because it looks quite physical and impossible.
I did a bunch of them. And during that scene, I'd sprained my ankle like a month before. So I was doing it all on a sprained ankle. But I had an amazing stunt woman, Andrea Ross, and she made me look way cooler, and she did a lot of it, but like I did a lot.
You're a total baller in the show. I mean, it's super fun to watch. I want to take some questions from our virtual audience. Melissa has a question for Leah.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Leah. You guys look absolutely amazing. So, Leah, get ready
for
this one.
I like you're wearing a shirt. I love
it.
I am.
Okay,
I'm ready. Yeah.
So my question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how genuine do you think Ramona's intentions are with getting to know Ebony? And do you feel like Ramona is laying it on a little too thick with how much they're bonding? I know.
Yes. I mean, so it's the most genuine being 10, least genuine being 1. I say she's being... I mean, I just don't know how capable she is of being that genuine. So I think maybe, listen, at the end of the day, I think Ramona now does respect and really love Ebony. But at first, I think she was just totally being full of shit, so I'm going to give that a 2.
All right. Well, here is Christy with a question for Leslie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. We love you
so much. We love you so much.
Love you, Leah, and love you, Leslie, too. So, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Was there any truth to the joke that you made about becoming sexually attracted to George W. Bush while Sam Rockwell played him? And what was the sexiest thing? Oh, sorry, one more. And what was the sexiest thing about Sam as George?
I think I was sexually attracted to Sam as George W. Bush, not George W. Bush himself, but
right,
Sam's whole
right.
steez as George W. Bush. I don't know. I think what was so sexy is how transformative he is. And I think talent is really sexy. And Sam has that in like, couples.
I mean, the two of you as a couple are over-indexing in talent. Ooh. Have you gotten him into Bravo at all? Is he a co-viewer?
He likes a show with an accent, so he'll sometimes sit and watch New Jersey with me because he's kind of obsessed with all of the accents.
I love it.
And so I'm like, oh, this one, come listen to this one. Also, though, he's like, oh, oh, you're doing a Watch What Happens Live. That's really fun. I had a really good time with, I don't know, he was on with Greg Kinnear, I think.
Okay.
But he was talking about how fun and like, I was like, relax.
Right.
Relax.
This is my thing.
Relaxing.
Right, right. Well, tonight the Roni women celebrated Burning Man the old-fashioned way by throwing a desert rave in the Hamptons and putting on costumes that made me wonder if somebody slipped some acid in my fresquila. So in honor of the ladies' wild looks tonight, let's play Burning Man or Burn That Man. I'll show you some housewives' looks from across the board. If you like them, say Burning Man. If not, say Burn That Man. And we'll throw it on the grill. Okay, so Burning Man or Burn That Man, Ramona's sheer black top and pasties. What do we think?
Burning Man.
I liked it.
Okay, Burning you Man. Both liked it. Okay. Burning Man or Burn That Man, Leslie, Leah's pink latex $100 bill confessional.
Burning Man. I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay, what do you think of Marlo's Barely There reunion dress, Leah?
Marlo is the best dressed housewife across all franchises, yes. Period.
Wow.
Burning Man.
Okay, we like it. Okay.
I love it. Burning Man.
Leslie, what do you think of the Jersey ladies' affinity for monochromatic autumnal looks with hats?
Burn that man.
Right, okay, you're both in agreement about that. What about Sonia's Lady of the Townhouse caftan?
Burning
Man. I'm into her having, Burning Man. I'm into it.
What about Deandra's all business power suit at the reunion? What do we think of a suit at the reunion, ladies?
I like a suit.
I like a suit, but I don't know about at the reunion.
Okay.
No,
we burned it. Okay, Leslie, what do you think of Leah's black hoodie and oversized pink bow?
All I kept thinking is, God damn it, I wish I could pull that off. And I was like, I can't. So I like it. I think it's Burning Man. I like the fact that you walk down the street with that bow the size of like Toledo.
Yeah.
And you just did it. I love it.
I like supporting up and coming designers, you know, and she's this young girl.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like a Toledo reference. I feel like a Toledo reference is always funny, even if you don't mean it to be so funny.
Good.
What about Candy's dominatrix latex look at the reunion? What do we think? Leslie's belling.
Burning Man.
I mean,
she is like a Betty Page, like, extravaganza eleganza.
Yes.
It's so good.
Okay, now what about Lou's exaggerated black sleeves with statement necklace? Where'd you guys land on this one? Leslie's not so sure, no.
For me, Luann just looks so freaking good this season that she can wear anything.
Right.
And it's actually kind of like a younger thing, so I'm into it. I don't know, it looks good on her.
I didn't love it so much, but I think Luann looks amazing.
Yes.
So
I want
no shame.
Okay.
Yeah,
last up, what do we think of Teresa's date night velvet top with high-waisted pants? This was a look.
Leah, go.
So honestly, Teresa is like my queen. It's really like, she could wear anything. And I think the point of Teresa is she's not known for having like dressing the best. It doesn't matter, it's Teresa.
Okay, very good. Leslie, Chelsea C said in 2013, Brandi Glanville said if they made a movie about her life, she would want Leslie to play her. If there was a movie made about the Housewives, who would you most like to play?
Who would I most like to play?
Okay.
I think I would pick a New Jersey just because I would want to master that dialect.
Right. You and Sam love the Jersey dialect. We got a bunch of questions wanting to know, any chance of a Talladega Nights sequel? Is that ever discussed?
No, never discussed.
Ugh.
Never, ever, ever discussed. One and done.
One and done.
I mean, how do you make that movie better? It's perfection.
Right, it's so true. Good point. Julie McKay wants to know, Leah, when's the last time you spoke to Tinsley or Dorinda since they left the show? Are you in touch with all of them?
I spoke to Dorinda a couple of hours ago. Tinsley, I spoke to a couple of days ago. She's coming to the city soon, so we're going to hang out. I talk to them all the time.
Very good. Very good. By the way,
Andy, will there be a Dorinda back on Roni? Will that happen?
Anything's possible. It's time for Watch What Happens 5. Leslie got her first film role playing a tour guide in Howard Stern's Private Parts. But I hope she won't mind if I take us all on a private tour, pun intended, featuring the woman who says her dresses are always trained to come off at 10 p.m. It's time to count down Sonia's top 5 blurs. Our number 5 moment features a two-piece. It's Sonia being wrestled into Bethany's bikini in Mexico. Okay. Leah, you get an honorable mention for number 4. It's that time you, Sonia, and Tin skinny dipped at Ramona's and nearly burned the place down. Okay, now I know why Sonia keeps the price tags on her bathing suits. It gives her something to grip when she's flashing her friends in Cartagena. That's number 3. And who doesn't love an order of buns served poolside? Number 2 is also Sonia in Mexico. Wow, the blurs are amazing. Okay, our number 1 Sonia blur is what happens when you take a Xanax and calm all the way down. It's Sonia fully dropping her dress in St. Bart. Sonia, you never disappoint. I want to thank Leah and Leslie for being here. We will see you tomorrow night. We've got Z-Way and Teresa Giudice at 10 after Jersey. Bye. We'll see you later. Thanks, you two. We're going to do our after show now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Chances are you are binging the number 1 show on Netflix. It's called Jupiter's Legacy, and it stars Leslie Bibb. Leah McSweeney stars on The Real Housewives of New York City, and I'm Andy Cohen. I want to go back to our audience. Anyone else have a question for either of our guests? The woman in the third from right, waving her hands. Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Andy?
Great, how are you?
Good. So my question's for both of you ladies. I would love to know, for the Housewives All-Stars, if you could choose 2 additional cast members to be a part of it, who would you pick?
Okay. Oh, good question. Who would you add, Leslie?
I would add Leah. And I would add... I would add, I think one of the girls from Salt Lake City.
Ooh, I like it.
I don't know who because, you know, everything, but I think I would add somebody from Salt Lake City.
I love that. Leah, what about you?
Yeah.
I would add Dolores because I would want to see her rip Ramona a new one. Sorry, Ramona. And I would add, I think Erica Jane.
Ah.
Oh, I did didn't even add Erica Jane wasn't in there. Right.
Leslie.
It needs to be a bigger cast. What happened? It's so tiny.
Leslie, you won this modeling competition on the Oprah Winfrey Show when you were still in high school. And the guests were like Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, Iman. What was that like for you? I mean, that must have been mind blowing.
It was crazy. I don't know. I'd never, really traveled. I'd never been to Chicago. I'd never been to New York. I was just like,
where were you from?
Sort of a country. I was from this small town in Virginia called Lovingston, Virginia. And we just moved to Richmond, which was like the capital. And it felt like, but I mean, you just were like, I don't know. I mean, I was kind of a country girl. And so I just remember I was backstage at the Oprah Winfrey Show and we were going to tape the show. And I have really straight brown hair that's limp. And Iman walked by and she was wearing all white. And her hair was curly and she took my breath away. I had never seen a person, a human being this beautiful. And she has this vibe about her that is so kind. And I just looked at her and I went running into the makeup room and I was like, curl my hair, curl my hair. And I curled, and so my hair ended up looking like flat with like curl. It was like not Iman looking at all, but yeah, it's awesome. Like it changed my whole life. I wouldn't be an actor if I hadn't started going to New York when I was 16. And it was like the best bartending job for me while I studied acting too.
Wow. Modeling. So literally because you won that on the Oprah Show, that's what caused you to go to New York. And then that's
what caused me to drop out of UVA because I started going to UVA and I was like, oh, I can go to New York on the weekends or I can, what I'd done during high school. And then when I got to UVA, I couldn't really do it anymore. And then I sort of didn't fit in there. It was very like Greek system. And I don't know, I just felt like they weren't my people. Wow. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And this whole world of New York had been open to me. And I was like, for the first time in my life, I felt like I fit in to something, to a world. And so I convinced my mother to let me take a year's leave of absence because I was like, I can make a lot of money modeling. So I left college and I moved to New York like 1992, January. And within a year, I found acting and then I started studying and did a two-year act like a conservatory with William Esper Acting Studios. Wow. And stuff. So it was great.
That's a
great
story. I love an origin story, and that's a really, really good one. I mean, have you, by the way, since you're now a superstar and you have the number one show on Netflix, have you like, do you ever run into Oprah Winfrey at an award show and be like, I did,
and I have a tendency to come in too hot on people.
I love that. Me too.
It's so hot and people are like, you are on a 10 and I need you on
a
2.
Right.
Yeah. So I saw her at the Golden Globes when he was first doing his three billboards outside of Ebbing, like that whole run. And I saw Oprah and I bull rushed her and she looked at me like I had three heads and she was like, uh-huh. You know when somebody does that thing and they sort of repel from you, like I'm creating a boundary?
Yeah.
But I don't even know what I was saying. It seemed like gibberish what I was coming. I was trying to just say your modeling contest or something. I don't even know if she knew. But she was sweet. I mean, she was okay. It wasn't as warm as, it wasn't what I wanted to happen in
my
head.
Right.
But I did bull rush her. However, Sam did a movie, called Moon, and Duncan Jones was the director, and Duncan Jones' father is David Bowie. So when we were at a screening at Tribeca, I was sitting there talking to somebody, and Sam came and tapped me on my shoulder, and I turned around, and it was Iman. And I lost my and she was so gorgeous and so kind and hugged me and like, She was everything. She was everything.
That's
so
great.
Yeah,
that's
that was
great.
Really fun.
Okay, good. Well, you got part of your full circle moment there. That's awesome. I love that story, and I can't top it, so I'm going to end this after show. I want to thank Leah and Leslie. Everybody watch Jupiter's Legacy, available now on Netflix. Keep watching The Real Housewives in New York City. Thanks, you two. Have a great day
thanks,
in Australia.
Leah. Thanks, Andy.
Thank
I
you
will.
So much.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loureau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.